the NFL's surprising move, and we begin to see signs of the return of sports. These are your lead stories for this morning's Buzzcast. It's Thursday. It's April 30th. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody is healthy and safe. Hard to believe it's the end of April. Let's start with news from the NFL. Our own Ben Fisher reported around midday yesterday that the league announced broad salary cuts and furloughs across the staff yesterday as Roger Goodell cited the economic damage of the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, Goodell isn't taking a salary. He requested his salary eliminated last month and owners approved that. The NFL will implement a furlough program starting May 8th for anyone unable to substantially perform their duties from home or whose workload has been significantly reduced. That's pretty consistent with other guidelines we have seen. Goodell did not say how long the furloughs or the salary reductions would last. The salary reductions are tiered across levels of the league. He also mentioned that the league has limited new hiring, frozen salaries for many employees, and undertaking a company-wide review for cost reductions. Why do I say it's a little surprising? Well, up until now, the NFL has been really running business as usual. They moved forward on deals. They did their draft. Even yesterday, they renewed their streaming deal with Amazon for 11 Thursday night football games, plus one late season game on a Saturday. And when Amazon signed a two-year deal in 2018, it paid roughly $65 million per season for the rights. Our John Aran is reporting that the fee is believed to be significantly higher than that this time around. So the league is moving forward with its business, but yesterday announced broad salary cuts and furloughs. I mentioned that we're beginning to see signs of the return of sports. Well, let's take a look. First, our Adam Stern is reporting this morning that NASCAR is planning to release the first chunk of its revised 2020 schedule. It is slated to return to the track at Darlington on May 17th. A second race would be May 24th at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Lots of safety guidelines in place. It will likely be announced today if they go forward with that announcement. Meanwhile, the NHL announced yesterday that it is moving to phase two and begin opening team practice facilities for small group workouts in the mid to later portion of May. The AP reported that the most aggressive timeline for the NHL would have players returning to their home rinks around May 15th, training camp and possible exhibition games in June, the regular season would resume in July, and the Stanley Cup awarded in September. That would, of course, push next year back into November, December. But that is the tentative plan, apparently, for the NHL. It should be noted the NHL and the PA released a statement yesterday saying that they are taking it very methodically. Nothing had been decided. Meanwhile, on the NBA side, The Athletic today is reporting that one possible scenario for the NBA is finishing the season at the Walt Disney World Resort property in Orlando. That's the Wide World of Sports complex. Many of you have been there. It would make sense. It's very contained. There's accommodations and plenty of practice courts and basketball facilities. So that is if they're looking for that type of bubble or quarantined environment for the NBA, Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando could be an option. Even in horse racing, we're seeing signs of a return, as the Kentucky governor said that Churchill Downs will be able to open its backstretch around May 11th. In California, Santa Anita plans to resume live racing without spectators also in mid-May, though local authorities would still need to approve that. Some difficult company news yesterday with more cuts and furloughs. In addition to the NBA, the Marlins and the St. Louis Blues announced furloughs. The Marlins announced that in mid-May, they will temporarily furlough members of their business operations staff. About one-third of the business operations staff is impacted. No other news on the Blues furloughs was available. Meanwhile, Ticketmaster, which of course has seen their business really be impacted, has furloughed hundreds of employees across multiple offices in North America. Those have been the first furloughs at Live Nation. And let's end with the NCAA, because it broke sometime midday yesterday. It's been well reported and highly expected, but the NCAA Board of Governors supporting a proposal on name, image, and likeness that will allow college athletes to sign endorsement contracts and receive payments was huge, huge news. The recommendations by an internal committee included significant changes to the restrictions, but it also let the NCAA and the schools regulate what kind of deals the athletes might be allowed to sign in the future and the monetary value of those deals. There's still a lot of things to be worked out, But you got to give them credit. They acted, they moved faster than many people have anticipated. Now, member schools will have a chance to give feedback and input over the next several months, and it is expected that a formal vote on the proposed changes would likely occur in January of 2021. So we are seeing seismic changes in the world of collegiate athletics, and there'll be a full report on that change in today's Sports Business Daily. So a very busy day, and don't forget, next Wednesday, May 6th, is our final episode of the CAA World Congress Comes to You. We've got a great list of speakers. We've got networking. We're going to finish with a virtual happy hour. Should be fun. Hope you can join us. Hope we can all be together on next Wednesday afternoon. Go to worldcongressofsports.com to sign up and register. So a very, very busy day on this Thursday, April 30th. I'm Abe Madcore. Stay safe, stay well, stay connected, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.